Wildlife scientists aboard Australia's icebreaker believe a deadly strain of bird flu has reached the sub-Antarctic Heard Island after they witness unusual levels of mortality in elephant seals. The suspected arrival of bird flu on the island can't be confirmed until samples are tested when the ship returns to Australia in several weeks. Dr. Michelle Wiley is senior scientist at the World Health Organization's Collaborating Centre for Reference and Research on Influenza. How significant is this initial discovery of what's happening with some of the seals on Heard Island?
Yeah, it's pretty important. It confirms a lot of our suspicion that the virus had arrived to the Heard Islands, given that it has been found on the close-by islands of Crozet and Kerguelen, which are French sub-Antarctic islands. And this represents the first detection in Australian territory.
And why is this so important when we look at the migration of birds who might be coming through this area?
Yeah, so look, this virus is actually causing a global animal pandemic and has had really significant impacts on wildlife as well as domestic animals all around the world. The only part of the planet that's actually free from this virus is Oceania, so Australia, New Zealand, and some of the islands around us. There are a few ways the virus could arrive to Australia. We've been really focused on the northern route for a number of years now, but these detections on the French subantarctic island as well as Australia's subantarctic island of Heard may potentially be a jumping point for the virus to come closer to the Australian continent itself.
Is there any risk of these researchers who've been to Heard Island either becoming infected or bringing it back?
So the risk to the human population is actually really low. There have, of course, been human cases, but we find that most of human cases have been people who work with infected poultry, so people who need to go in and kill chickens that are infected, or dairy workers in the US. I think for most wildlife workers, there have been no cases recorded.
So as you were saying, Michelle, Australia's the only continent which hasn't reported an outbreak of this highly contagious strain. How have we managed to avoid infections so far?
I think there's probably a large combination of factors involved. We know that a lot of the virus movement in the Northern Hemisphere, so if we think Asia, Europe and North America, it's really been mediated by ducks. And we actually don't have ducks that migrate between Australia and Asia, and I think that's been really important. The other point is that in the southern parts of Asia, so like Southeast Asia and South Asia, there are actually different strains of this H5 bird flu circulating there relative to the strain that's caused this really global animal pandemic. And I think that's probably helped us as well. But I do think the virus will arrive at some point.
If an outbreak is officially declared, what would the consequences be for wildlife in Australia and for industries like the poultry industry?
Yeah, so I think when the virus arrives to Australia, it'll probably be the same as what we've seen elsewhere. So really catastrophic for wildlife. This virus has been detected in more than 400 species of wild birds and over 60 species of mammals, with population consequences for some of those. So what I mean by that is, for example, in the country of Peru, approximately 40% of all the Peruvian pelicans in the entire country disappeared and died due to the virus shortly after its arrival. It's also had massive impacts on the poultry sector, with over 500 million chickens culled due to this virus worldwide. And in the US, it's also gotten into dairy cattle, causing farmers hundreds of thousands of dollars of losses. And of course, there are those associated human cases in poultry workers as well as in dairy cow workers. So overall, this virus is having a really massive impact overseas.
But we still need to do, it's important to say, we still need to see the results from tests when this ship returns to Australia?
Yeah, no, of course. So this detection is just a suspected case. That means we think that it is due to this virus. But based on data that we've gathered in the Antarctic elsewhere, we do know that not all mortality events are due to this virus. It could potentially be due to something else. Also, the Heard Islands are thousands of kilometres away from mainland Australia. So, of course, even if the virus was detected on Heard Island and is having substantial impacts on the wildlife there, it still requires to travel thousands of kilometres before arriving to mainland Australia.
Dr. Villiers, a senior scientist at the World Health Organization's Collaborating Center for Reference and Research on Influenza.